Heyo, and here we go. Welcome to another episode of We Talk Music. I am your host, Mr. Brett Podcast, and I am super happy, you know, honored today to have an amazing singer-songwriter. Her voice is absolutely incredible. She is Vivian Green, and her new album, Love Absolute, is coming out November 13th. Vivian, so happy to have you on the show.
Thank you, Brett, for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, you know, like I say, I mean, your voice is beautiful, and you have that new album, and I mean, I think You Send Me so far is my favorite of the new songs, but, you know, tell us about it.
Thank you. Well, Love Absolute is the third album that Kwame and I have done together, and I really love it. I really, really love this album, and I don't usually say that, so because I'm very, very critical of myself and my work, and I always think things can be better or something can be. But I really love this album. The thing about it that's different from my other albums is I intentionally wrote every song, every ballad, and every mid-tempo song was started at the piano, with just me by myself at the piano, figuring it out, writing the lyrics, recording it, and then I would give it to Kwame to produce and to produce around it. So it makes it, it gives it a different organic element that my other albums didn't have because they just weren't created that way. Most times I write around a track and not the other way around. And of course there's songs that were started at the piano, but not the whole. Not all of the ballads or mid-tempos. You know what I'm saying? So it's different. And it's something magical that happens there for me. So I wanted to make a point to do that with this album because I've never done it before. I've done it, but not on an album. You know, I've written a million songs at the piano, but I've never intentionally said every song on this album is going to be done this way. So, yeah. You Send Me included. Piano.
Yeah. You know, and I think that's one of the great things is when you can and are willing to take yourself out of your comfort zone and push yourself a little bit to try to experiment in something new and to see what the result's going to be. And I mean, obviously, in your case, the result is fantastic.
Yeah, but you know what? I think even more so, that's how I started writing songs when I was 11. That's where it all started. And when I got into the music business and started making albums, it turns into, okay, these producers are submitting these tracks. Where do you like this? What are you going to pick? You know, it kind of just turned into that. And I'm like, how did I get so far away from how I started writing songs as a girl? Like, you know, how did this happen? And how did I let it happen? And I how come I haven't had that organic creating experience, you know, over and over again with my albums? Like, how did I let that just kind of, I don't know why or how, but it kind of turned into just me writing to tracks. And I made a point to say, not this time. So, yeah.
And that's it, right? I mean, that's probably super easy, especially when you talk about the music industry, to get kind of taken away and swept up in just the feeling of like being busy and trying to keep going to the next job and like doing the next thing and just, you know, needing to get to that next point.
Yeah. Yep.
One of the things that I'm really interested in is because, you know, listening to a lot of your stuff and especially like a track like Supposed to Be Mine, which I absolutely love, you know, how is it then do you feel that you get, how do you feel happy with the emotional, like, resonance that your voice gets?
Okay, so first of all, thank you for saying Supposed to Be Mine. That is one of my very favorite songs that I've ever made in my life. And it would be, it's definitely in the top three. So if that would be one of your favorites, that makes me so happy. Yay!
I just, yeah, because I love the sound of your voice in it.
Thank you. Thank you. So the album, The Green Room, I actually had nodules when I made that album. So my voice does have a natural rasp to it, to the tone, but it was even more so on The Green Room because I had that issue. I personally think that it brought some emotion to the forefront. Like, in a different way than other albums do, honestly. And that's why I love Supposed to Be Mine. Like, I know it's not vocally perfect, but that emotion, you can't top that. You can't. And, you know, and that song, it was so real for me at that time when I wrote it. That's something that I was actually really dealing with and going through. And those nodules just created that even more raspy tone and just brought that emotion to the forefront. I mean, I just love it. I love it.
And then how do you know when you've kind of hit the right emotional tone then for any other song? You know, say Like You Send Me even.
How do I know? Well, I think You're Supposed to Be Mine is very emotional, you know, where You Send Me is more of a sensual song. So it's not the same kind of emotion. You know, I'm not trying to make you cry, you know, and You Send Me. So it's a bit different, you know, it's a bit different. But It's Supposed to Be Mine. Yeah, I think that was the point for that song for sure. Mm-hmm. Tearjerker.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, you've got a couple of guest features on the new album. I mean, you've got Ghostface Killah and Mike Phillips. I mean, fantastic talent, of course.
Yeah, but how about two different ends of the spectrum? Isn't that great?
Oh, for sure. And that's something I absolutely love about this, is the fact that you do have those two ends of the spectrum. I mean, you're willing to hit those both sides, you know, and the dichotomy is great, because it's one thing to be able to have music, but it's, you know, that follows a path. But I love it when you kind of get taken off the beaten path.
Oh my God, I love it too, because I always want to be off of it, honestly. But you know, as an artist, you have to make sure you stay on it a lot of the time. So it's always nice when you can show your diversity and still make it make sense. You know, I'm always trying to do that with every album, because I hate being in a box. I hate not being able to, you know, spread my wings and do what I want. And I've done it in the past with, and, you know, on albums like Beautiful, you know, I've done lots of different things, and, you know, sometimes people don't always receive it. So you got to make sure that you do it in context. And I think it's an art to master, honestly.
Yeah.
Keep your creativity versatile, but in context. Like, that is not always easy in the context of the box that, you know, that people put you in. Like, that's actually like rocket science. Honestly, it is. And I think that Kwame and I think we did a really fantastic job doing that with Love Absolute. I really do. That's what I really love about it, that we were able to do different things, but it all made sense together.
And you actually mentioned Beautiful, which is, you know, in my top three of favorite songs of yours as well.
Thank you.
It's, yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, that album.
The message, so great.
Yeah. You know what? Because I was in this relationship way back, whenever that was, 10 plus years ago, and I wasn't angry when I came out of it. I refused to be angry about it, because I'm just tired of that. You know, I wanted to come out with somehow something positive, even though it wasn't necessarily a positive experience. I wanted to say something positive in the end, instead of, you know, mm-hmm. instead of the usual, you know, like bashing kind of a song. I did not want to do that. So, yeah.
Fantastic. And then
that was made at the piano too, though.
Oh, okay. Fantastic.
Yeah, beautiful.
And I see that Jordan's involved in this album too, which is great.
Yeah, he is. He is. So this song, Where My People At, is about the diaspora of Black people from the Triangular Trade. And so Jordan just asked me, like, where we all went. Where did everyone go? Because you're talking about, you know, 13 million people. Where do they all go? Because we're all not here. And so I've explained in the song all the places that we are. And I was talking to my sister, who is a history teacher, and she teaches history and African-American history. And she, I said, what do you think about this? Do you think people will get it? And she's like, you know what? I think it's fantastic, because when I tell my students that, you know, 40% of all the slaves went to Brazil, like my kids, like, don't even understand that, you know, like, because mm-hmm. we don't talk about it, you know? And like, she's like, it's like foreign to them, like, to, in their mind, slavery was only here.
Right,
You know,
right.
that is like so not the case in any way, shape, or form. So that's what the song is about. Just, you know, Jordan asking me and then me singing all these places that we are. Yeah. I love that song. It's one of my favorites on the album.
Oh, that's fantastic. Absolutely.
Yeah, and it has like an Afro beat kind of vibe, but yeah, it's fun. Yeah.
Cool. I mean, I look forward to hearing the rest of the album for sure. And I know that my
Thank
time is
you.
Totally running out with you, but I wanted to ask, like, so what's it been like then to kind of be able to focus on being a parent a little bit more?
You know what? So I'm always with my son. I've homeschooled him since the beginning, since kindergarten, and he was born with an unknown syndrome. So he's honestly always with me, no matter what. So this isn't like any different. Usually it would just maybe be a little more fun, you know, for him, because he would be going to tennis and all of his social things, and he would be flying with me, going to venues and doing, you know, he has a unique life for a child, but
yeah.
You know, it's his life, and he's a unique kid, so why not have a unique life? So that is kind of, you know, that part is mundane now, unfortunately. So, but we are together just the same. Yeah, we are together just the same. He used to stay with my mom, like when I would go away when he was younger. But since he's been old enough, you know, he's with me all the time. So I'm very much used to doing online school. That's not new to me. I know it's new to a lot of people because of quarantine, but we've been doing this. And so, yeah, it's all normal for us, honestly, over here.
And it's great. And I mean, what a blessing for him, right?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. A blessing.
Always fantastic. But you know, Vivian, thank you so much for being on the show. I want to give you the chance now to tell all the folks where they can find you and, of course, where they can find Love Absolute.
Okay, sure. So you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at I Am Vivian Green. I am Vivian Green. I probably spend more time on Instagram because it's just easier to navigate to me. It is anyway. Usually before I go to sleep at night, I try to respond to people on Facebook. I really try to make sure I'm interacting with my supporters. So it is me. If I talk back to you, it is definitely me. And I do, like I said, I probably hate social media, but I love it because I get to connect with my fans. And that's the only reason why I'm on there. And that's all I do on there, is connect with my people. So follow me at I Am Vivian Green, and you can pick up Love Absolute on all streaming platforms, all of them, Apple Music, Google Play, Spotify, Amazon, Tidal, it's everywhere. And if you would like a physical copy, you can go to the link in my bio that's either from my social media pages or viviangreenmusic.com, and you can order a physical copy, and it'll be signed.
Ooh.
You like the good old copy. Yeah.
Even better. Well, Vivian, thank you so much again. I mean, you're so talented, and I look forward to hearing the rest of the album, and I look forward to following your career because you know, this is great music.
Thank you so much. And, you know, I want to say thank you. It is always fantastic to do an interview where people actually are really familiar with your catalog, you know. So I appreciate that. Like, it means the world to me that we never once talked about emotional roller coaster. That's amazing. Thank you. No, that is wonderful. Like, I wish every interview was like that. So thank you. Thank you for really being familiar with my work, like, for real. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I love you for that.
Oh, well, thank you very much for being on the show. And like I say, I'll still be listening, and I look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you.
Bye. Awesome. Bye, Vivian.
And erotic, to places out of this world, none of which I've ever seen before. Baby, when we go, I just don't know how I can explain it, but I
just sit back and breathe.
And each time we arrive, I just can't believe that you took me there. nothing like when we glow up, the two of us
in the love ship,
taking in the full view of our universe, where we rule, we reign, far away from any pain. I just sit back and breathe, and each time we arrive, I just can't believe that you took me there. Oh, you said,
oh, oh, baby, you said, oh, oh, baby, you said,
oh, over the clouds, across the moon, and through the Milky Way.
Oh, oh, baby,
baby, you,
oh, oh, baby,
you sent me over the clouds, across the moon, and through the Milky Way.
Oh, 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 oh.
We go high, we go up, across the sun, everything that we know is left behind in that moment of time. It's a picture.